Tango. Punctured by a cannon on the 29. Lucky I didn't get a fine. Rolling out of bed 10 minutes ago. Lucky made it just in time. We're back on Rare FM. Oh, we're back again, we're back on Rare FM. Well,
There you go. Another cheesy jingle for us, from us.
Mm, yeah.
And I had a lot more, but Ollie thought...
Well, keep them wanting more, Rob. I don't think there's any need to...
continue?
Yeah, I think that would be a good way of putting it. So what's on the show today?
Well, firstly, let's just say that first song was Yolo Tengo from their amazing new album, Popular Songs, first track, Here to Fall. And you might have noticed that we're missing a voice today.
Desal
is ill. Yes, I know there's many of you dreamers out there were hoping to get your dreams analysed after a summer of tormented sleep. But today the doctor has become the patient and he's tucked up in bed. But hopefully we'll be connecting with him via phone. So if
there may even be a phone in of some kind.
If you've got a dream to be analysed, please send it in. How can they get us in, Ollie?
Ah, well, Rob, they can email us at studio@rfm.co.uk, leave us a message at the website, but, well, I mean, I don't need to read out the URL, you can Google things these days.
rfm.co.uk.
All right. And you can also text stuff, but the mic stand has obscured the number, and it costs money, so don't do that.
60300 for the number.
Have we ever received a text?
Yeah, I think we have.
Oh.
It's rare plus your message to 60300.
Interesting.
And that's our general intro. Do you have a song for us, Ollie?
Oh, is it my song now?
Of course it's your song.
Well, I felt we were doing train theme. I mean, perhaps before we should go into this song, we should explain the rebranding of the show.
Sure, go for it.
Oh, right. Well, Rob has decided to rename the show Tin Trains.
Yes, I have. Well, that was the name of the blog last year, and I thought that by the end of it, I think a lot of people were actually calling the show Tin Trains by accident because the name's a bit quirkier and it's more catchy and I like the alliteration and it's just an anagram of In Transit and it's just slightly more interesting. So I thought we'd rename the show.
All right. But the blog is...
The blog is also moved as well. And we've got our own .com address at tintrainsblog.com.
I'm very excited about that, actually.
I haven't written anything on there all summer, but you've added a few things.
I've added three or four things.
So please go there and check it out.
Tintrainsblog.com.
So what's your song now?
Well, my song is Take the A-Train, Duke Ellington.
Okay.
Assuming it plays, of course, which is...
You put up the wrong thing.
It's been a while, you know.
Thank you.
take the A train. Duke Ellington, a nice departure from what we do normally.
Indeed, but I think DeSalle and his housemates have been listening to a lot of jazz recently.
So nice.
We could dedicate that to him. Hopefully he'll get better.
That's, yeah.
And now it's time for the first of our new features.
And that can only mean one thing, Rob. It's time for Breakfast Banter on Tin Trains. This is a new item, isn't it? I'm quite excited about it. Before the show, you might not be able to tell this, but we do prep, technical term, preparation. And we do it over breakfast. We like to sort of look at new places, and we thought we'd introduce these places to you. So, good or bad, we will sort of, we'll review them. Breakfast Banter, that's what it's about. That's the name of the game, Rob.
That is the name of the game. And where did we go this morning?
You know, it's funny you should say that because I was just trying to remember.
The name of the place is the Pancake Cafe on Museum Street. That's which is a very nice street with a lot of cafes on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's primarily a crêperie, if you will. I will.
And being in the WC1 postcode and having a pretty much direct view onto the British Museum, prices are a bit high for what it is.
On the high side, certainly.
We paid £7.50 for a...
Yeah, although we did have one of the more expensive crepes on offer.
With a chorizo, cheese and tomato.
Yeah, can't argue with it. But I was a bit disappointed with the salad. I think it was rather tired.
It'd been up all night.
Yeah, not overly impressed. The coffee was good. Pleasant gentleman serving...
I don't really understand what you mean by tired salad.
You know, it's sort of a bit tired. It's the leaves aren't crisp. They've been
there weren't any leaves. It was cucumber.
No, there were leaves.
Okay.
But not bad. Will we go there again? That's the question.
I could see myself going there again.
All right. Yeah. So we were trying to think of a way of rating these, and Robert came up with the unit spoon, the spoons of taste. Out of five spoons.
Are we allowed half spoons?
Why don't we assume that the unit spoon is something like a tablespoon?
Yeah.
And we can make a teaspoon, a sort of the half unit.
Okay. So what would you give it?
Two spoons. Maybe
really?
Two spoons and a teaspoon.
I give it three spoons and
three
a teaspoon.
Three spoons and a teaspoon?
Yeah.
That's quite
well. Positive. It's hard to judge because we haven't been that many places. So this is the
true.
Set. So 2.5 teaspoons or two, three, whatever you said is actually quite good because that's right in the middle. And from here on,
yeah.
So yeah, that's
all right.
That's
well, given we're quickly running out of things to talk about, I suggest you queue up your next track.
Well, it was quite a tasty meal, and I still have the taste dancing on my tongue, which is actually the name of the next
that's
song.
That's a link there, isn't it? I can tell.
We still got the taste dancing on our tongue by Wild Beasts.
Thank you. the smash and grab of our goings on. We still got the days dancing on our toes.
Welcome back to Tin Trains. That was Wild Beasts. This is, as I said, Tin Trains.
Ha! Yes. Now, well, we need a new motto, and one was kindly written for us, so...
Yes, I still haven't learned it. But the old one, I didn't really learn the old one either. Okay, the new motto is, this is Tin Trains. Get on board with the band on the move, new and old, for a one-way ticket to the next musical platform. That wasn't an actual train whistle. That was Ollie using just his hands.
This is the radio. It's the magic of radio, you know. They could have bought it.
And thank you to Tom Allen for that. We have to leave a silence so that wherever he is in the world, he says, you're welcome.
And thanks to Mark Commode for that.
Let's not say that.
All right. We were going to talk about something, weren't we?
Yes. Well, that's what we do on the radio. It's been a long summer. It's been nice and sunny.
Eventful, sunny.
And we spend a lot of it indoors watching TV. So we've both been watching the new hit drama / pornography. True Blood.
True Blood. With Anna Paquin, Rogue from X-Men.
Is she? I didn't know that.
I think she was in the West End doing a play with Hayden Christensen.
Really? She's also really young in Almost Famous.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think of True Blood?
Oh, was that to the listeners?
No, you.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, let's face fact. It's essentially porn, isn't it?
Porn
really?
And blood.
Porn and blood. And not frankly, a great combination.
I think it's a great combination. It keeps me coming back time after time. I've seen both series in totality.
Really? I think there should be a little more emphasis on drama than Vampire Nookie. But
that is dramatic.
But, you know, conceptually, it's very good.
Yes. You know, and they've got a very...
Perhaps we should explain the concept to the uninitiated.
Go for it.
Well, it takes place in a world much like ours, but where vampires are recognised as a sort of minority, if you like, and it's safe because there's this sort of blood substitute known as True Blood, you see. That's what they've done there.
Yeah, but most of the vampires don't like the True Blood, and only a few of them are going, like, straight edge, I can't remember.
Notably,
Mainstreaming is the word.
I suppose you'd call him the hunk of the series. Is it Stephen Moyer? Stephen?
Yes.
More? Actually British, I think.
Is he?
But does quite a good southern accent, not like that.
Yeah, it's from they're in a southern town, small southern town, small where nothing goes town. On until vampires show up and start,
vampires,
you know, messing with their town.
Having lots of sex with all the people in the town.
Yes, indeed. And it's quite good, and there's lots of blood and sex, and that's all you need to know. Just watch it.
I should say that it is based on a series of books that are actually slightly more complex and engaging dramatically.
Have you read them? Perhaps.
No, but I have it on very good review, so I plan to read some of them.
Are they comparable to the Twilight?
Talk back. Oh.
What's going on with vampires? Why are they suddenly resurgent in popular?
Well, vampires don't die,
so they've just decided to make a comeback.
Going, yeah,
they're like, oh, you know what? There haven't been enough vampire stories recently.
Well, I guess it started in the 90s with Buffy. Then
yeah, but then it died, and now it's
very
back again.
A very unsuccessful Moonlight series.
Never even heard of it.
Then, yeah, Twilight, Sequel, New Moon. Psyched about that.
I'm psyched about the soundtrack. Got lots of good songs
on it. Interesting.
Yeah. We'll play some of that coming up. Not today, but another time.
Yeah.
And so you've got a song relating to vampires?
Oh, well, yes, that's the link. It's tenuous. I'm not even going to build this up. It's Bite Hard by Franz Ferdinand. The link being that vampires bite...
hard.
If you so wish, yeah. I still don't know which one I'm turning on. I'm turning both up. It's just that I'm glad. I've turned them both up, though, dear. There we are.
You don't know why I sing these songs about you. You don't know the pseudonym. I assume you don't know the pseudonyms. I assume for you.
kissing your photo. Honest, I just had to see how the chemicals taste that hard if I heart. Well, it's a broken smile, it's breaking their hearts and breaking their minds. By heart, well, it's a 505. Your engine's alive, and we ride together. We ride together. We die together.
That was Bite Hard, Franz Ferdinand. You're listening to Rare FM, specifically the Tin Train Show. Well, just Tin Trains. We're looking for dreams, aren't we, Rob?
Yes, we want to give Sick to Sell something to do at home, so we're still looking for a dream to be analysed.
And you can get in touch with us at studio for Rare
Studio at rarefm.co.uk, or send Rare plus your message to 6300, or go to rarefm.co.uk and click on the email.
I feel so ashamed. I really should be able to do that by now.
That's your only job.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we talked about TV before, but of course, watching TV wasn't the only thing we did all summer. Oliver loves to cycle, don't you?
I like to ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bike.
But you had a bit of a spill. Would you like to dramatise it for us?
I wasn't anticipating that. We haven't talked about the dramatisation of it. I can relate it to you.
Go on then.
Well, I fell off my bike.
Oh, you stupid! That's really interesting. Thanks for that.
Well, that
he's got a huge scar up his arm that looks like he's been in a battle.
Well, it's basically just the entire. Well, it's my right side of my body is grazed.
He almost broke himself in half. It was that bad. He flew at least 10 feet of his bike, he told me. He was doing a controlled slide around a corner at about 30 miles an hour, and he hit a bump.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, and then he flew and came off his cycle, landed on his right side, and the bicycle landed on top of him.
Yeah.
Pretty much destroying him. If he didn't have an excellent skeleton from drinking so much milk, he would have been crushed into a pulp, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you're very kind to over-exaggerate that for me. It was sort of like that, but really more interesting things have happened. But I can't help but suspect, Rob, this is merely a device.
Yeah, just a very long and linked...
Long and tedious link.
That's the way we roll.
Yeah, that's on just a bicycle. How we do it. But there's the link, you see. What's the track?
It's called Bicycle, and it's by Memory Tapes. Not that one, you idiot.
Oh, you see... Don't worry, I'll get it soon. I'll get it soon, guys. Email in, please, with your dreams.
I'm in love.
memory tapes with Bicycle. Can you tell that we come up with these links before the song ends? I mean, Bicycle accident. Seriously?
Yeah.
Guess what we've come up with this time? What have we come up with this time?
Well, addictions. We can talk about addictions.
Yes. What's your addiction?
Well, I'm addicted to Potato Files and Strictly Come Dancing at the moment.
Wait, you just reminded me of something that a lot of people are addicted to at the moment that I absolutely despise. Mm. It's the little application that's overtaking Facebook called Farmville. Have you seen this?
I have. I thought it was a game rather than a social network.
Yes, it is. It is a game, but it's on Facebook. And it's where you build a farm and you find little ducks and stupid stuff like that.
That sounds really nice.
It's really, really annoying. And I get loads of notifications about it in my newsfeed. And I'm lucky DeSalle's not here because he's absolutely addicted to that. So that's DeSalle's addiction.
Is it sort of like, do you remember those games? Theme Hospital, Theme Park?
It is a bit like that, but a lot worse.
Really?
And pointless.
Theme Hospital was great.
And I mean, I wouldn't mind if they played it in public, but it comes up in my newsfeed, and I'm like,
you can
oh
hide.
No.
You
oh
can
no,
filter DeSalle, them based on applications.
DeSalle found a horse with no tail. Oh, how sad. He added it to his collection of animals on his farm.
Whereas you want to kill it and make glue.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
What do you call a three-legged horse?
Terence.
Glue. Anyway.
We apologise. There's no cruelty to animals on tin trains.
I don't really have any addictions. Oh, there's that whistle again. Wow.
It's just pulling through the station
that
now.
Conductor. He really knows how to time his whistles. So you're addicted to Strictly Come Dancing, and you've written a blog about it.
Yeah, not a particularly good one, but I have. That can be found at tintrainsblog.com. It's our new .com address.
Indeed. So what do you like about Strictly?
Oh, what's not to like about it, Rob? Surely you've
watched it. It's people dancing. I mean, if they weren't semi-heard of celebrities, nobody would watch it. Why would you watch a bunch of people ballroom dancing?
I think ballroom dancing is a talent, a gift. It's artistry. It's fantastic. I really want to learn, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's a partner out there
Ooh,
for
you. Oh, now you see, this is difficult for me. Because Strictly Come Dancing would have made the perfect link to a track I'm going to play later on. So we're going to have to invent a new one.
Yes. What's the new link? You've got Bruce Forsyth is your pusher, isn't he not?
Oh, I see what you're doing, yes. If Strictly Come Dancing is my drug, and I'm speaking completely metaphorically here, Bruce Forsyth, Saint Bruce, would be my pusher man.
Which is why we're playing
Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield.
Classic.
And I'm going to get it. There we are, you see. I hope you enjoy this one. I think it's quite slinky.
Insecure from the past. How long can a good thing last? bucks, please, for a generous fee. Make your world what you want it to be. Got a woman I love desperately. Wanna give her something better than me. Been told I can't be nothing else. Just a hustler in spite of myself. I know I can make it this life.
Curtis Mayfield is your pusher man, but we should make the point that we don't condone the use of drugs here on Tin Trains.
No, but people do keep trying to push us all these free papers, don't they?
They do, Rob.
Luckily, there's less of them now that the London paper has met its demise.
Luckily, so are you suggesting the London Light is a finer?
No, I'm not saying finer. I'm just saying I preferred it.
Why? On what grounds?
The London paper thought it was a real paper. It never really thought it was just a free piece of trash that was half celebrity gossip and half pop news.
Interesting.
Whereas the London Light knows full well that most people read it for the celebrity gossip and maybe the odd sports article. I mean, the other day...
I think that's quite a controversial view. I think the London paper, it was better presented.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, the Metro is the best, isn't it?
But the London paper, the layout was just a rip-off of The Guardian. No, The Times. I can't remember. It was a rip-off of The Guardian.
Well, I think we can agree that all newspapers have a similar layout.
Yeah, but I mean, even in the colour schemes and the borders and stuff like that, I saw shadows of The Guardian. Like a little...
Shadows of The Guardian. That sounds like a sort of fringe sci-fi fantasy book by someone called, I don't know, Tim Gibbons, The Shadows of The Guardian. Mahuang goes to the Castle of Doom to find Beedle's true calling in Lower Dewsbury.
That sounds like you've got half a story there.
Half a story, let's write it in the next song.
And your nom de plume should be Tim Gibbons.
Tim Gibbons. Mm. Tim Gibbons, hello, I'm Tim Gibbons.
We've gone off the debate here.
Sorry, I'm not missing them. I find all these free papers quite annoying. I rarely pick them up.
Really, I always pick up the London Light. I love the crossword, far superior crossword.
Mm. And they do star signs, which I find both hilarious and interesting.
The London paper did star signs. London Light does it too as well, actually. My bad. Oh. But I thought the London paper dedicated like half a page to it, and the London Light just jams it in one little corner.
Yeah, could you?
And it's got Spot the Difference in London Light. I mean, how many places do you find to Spot the Difference?
I know. No, I just wish... Billboards. I wish there were loads of Spot the Difference puzzles. Dot to Dots as well. What happened? They were dead big in the late 90s.
Dot to Dots and billboards. And only graffiti artists could get up there to spray them all in the middle of the night.
I had an idea then for people emailing in, but I've come... Oh, yeah, no. These papers get their sort of funding through advertising, but I rarely pay attention to the adverts. And I was wondering if you, both you, Rob, and indeed the listeners out there, have ever been influenced, moved to buy something that you've seen in a paper advert?
I have never. That's a good point, actually. I think it's a waste of money, advertising papers, especially now because the front and back covers are completely dedicated to an advert. There's no front page story often.
If you've been moved to buy something that you've seen in a paper, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Tell us your tale.
Oh, Yeah, quite. Text RARE and your message to 60300. Text are charged to your standard network rate, of course. And or leave a message at the RARE FM website, rarefm.co.uk. Rob?
Well, that was a quick debate. And in a debate, everyone chooses sides.
My spider sense is telling me that that was actually just a link.
It was.
Oh.
This is Everyone Choose Sides by The Wrens.
Ooh. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time for one of our old features, as long as we can get through to our guru, Desal. Let's give him a call, shall we?
Let's. We should be able to hear him right now. Yes, we can.
Hello, Desal.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Ollie.
Hello, listeners as well.
Yeah, hello, listeners.
Desal, this is very unprofessional, but I'm going to ask you just...
Can we have the dingo?
Yes.
Oh, now wait, hang on.
We just want to ask you how you are first.
Something I'm just debating about the levels. Desal, would you be so kind enough to sing us a short something?
Sing us a short something?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to sing anything.
I just need a soundtrack. So that one's the... jingle and that one's the phone call.
Yes, for God's sake. All right, this is the... Desal, are you ready to analyse?
I am ready to analyse. I've been eager to analyse.
Here's the jingle.
Dream analysis with Desal. Right.
That was something else. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you ready to analyse?
Well, yes. Hello, listeners. I'm tucked up in bed at the moment. I've been a little ill. I think I've managed to catch fresh's flu for the third year in a row.
Fresh's flu.
I'm still ready to analyse. You know, welcome to my dream section. Well, what is the dream today, Rob?
The dream comes from Tim Gibbons in the Dark Castle, and it goes like this: Dear Desal, I had an epic dream. Whilst in charge of a starship, I went to meet my fiancée living inside a planet. Whilst trying to find her, I accidentally killed the planet, and a race of aliens banished me inside the centre of the sun, where we lived in an aquarium, plotting our escape for the rest of our lives.
Weird. Wow. Ellipsis.
That there is an impressive one. I think I may realise who our secret caller actually is.
Yes.
Wow. Where to start with that one? Well... I think at first, you know, you got this idea of going inside a planet, you know. You are the one in control. You have all this power, all this destiny resting on you. What to do with it? And yet somehow our listener managed to kill the planet, you know. You've got all this sort of denial, this sort of... You don't feel right in your own body. You feel like you can't deal with this power, you know. So you've killed the planet. But I think in reality... You do have the power. You have the power to keep the planet alive, to keep your dreams alive, to take this responsibility.
So what you're saying is, he's got the power.
Exactly.
Wow.
You've got the power. But also, I have to say, this is a bit of a strange dream, and essentially, whoever's the listener is a bit of a weirdo, really.
All right.
I thought this has been a particularly great call and a great show, may I say.
Oh,
that's
you.
Very kind.
Well, you're straight back on form, Desal. I mean, we've had...
Yeah, why the hell aren't you here if you've been this good when
exactly.
You're not...
I'll be there next week. We'll
I'm not here next week.
Ollie's not
anyway,
here next week.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Best show ever.
All right.
I'll leave you guys to it.
All right, we'll see you later. Thanks for talking to us.
That was amazing. We should always do a phone in.
Yes, if you want to phone in.
Yeah.
Then call my number. And now it's your song, Ollie.
Is it? Oh, well, I've been catching up on some films that I should have seen, but never really got around to seeing. One of them was Scent of a Woman.
Oh, really?
Starring Al Pacino and Chris O'Donnell, who, incidentally, where is he now?
I don't know who that is.
If you know where Chris O'Donnell is, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text RARE and your message to 60300, or leave a message at the web... leave a message at the website at rarefm.co.uk. Chris O'Donnell, you must remember him. He played Robin alongside Val Kilmer in Batman Forever. He was in a dubious romantic comedy, something to do with husbands... And he played D'Artagnan in the atrocious Disney version of The Three Musketeers, which bizarrely had Keith Sutherland as Athos, I think it would be.
Well, by the sounds of it, we don't really want to know where O'Donnell is, because he just made a string of terrible films.
But anyway, no, he made a good one. And also, there's a young Philip Seymour Hoffman in Scent of a Woman.
Really? Anyway, what's this got to do with anything?
Well, in it, there's quite a nice tango. with Al Pacino, who plays a sort of cranky, blind ex-military type, with the gorgeous Gabrielle Anwar. And it's to Por Una Cabeza, which I've been attempting to do on the violin. But I felt I needed some inspiration. And I'd like to share the tune with you, because I actually think it's a cracking tune. Now, before we play it, just so I get the beginning in, Rob. There we are. All right.
All systems are go.
All systems are go. Yeah, so if you've seen Chris O'Donnell, could you please email him, because we're all worried about him.
Por una cabeza de un noble potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar y que al regresar parece decir no olvides hermano, vos sabes, no hay que jugar. Por una cabeza me dejó de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer que al jurar sonriendo el amor que está mintiendo quema en una hoguera todo mi querer. Por una cabeza todas las locuras, tu boca que besa borra la tristeza, calma la amargura. Por una cabeza si ella me olvida, ¿qué importa perderme mil veces la vida? ¿Para qué vivir? Cuánto desengaño. Por una cabeza yo juré mil veces, no vuelvo a insistir. Pero si un mirar me hiere al pasar, tu boca de fuego otra vez quiero besar. Basta de carreras, se acabó la timba, un final reñido yo no vuelvo a ver. Pero si algún bingo llega a ser fija el domingo, yo me juego entero, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Por una cabeza toda la locura, tu boca que besa borra la tristeza, calma la amargura. Por una cabeza si ella me olvida, ¿qué importa perderme mil veces la vida? ¿Para qué vivir?
That was the sociable sound of Carlos Gardel and his orchestra with Por Una Cabeza.
I enjoyed that. We've got a lot of older recordings coming from you today.
It was actually the wrong version. I wanted the instrumental version, but do look it up for yourself, because it's very good.
Spotify it. Mm. Like, have you noticed how Spotify has become a verb? Can we Spotify?
To Spotify, like to Google.
Yeah.
I always think pajama should be a verb. To pajama oneself.
No, I don't think that works.
Really?
No.
I pajamaed. I bathed, pajamaed, then went to bed.
No.
Then bedded myself. No, actually, that sounds vaguely...
yes, masturbatory. Anyway, do you ever find that you walking down a street or go somewhere that you've been 1,000 times and you notice something that you've never seen before?
Yes, I do.
Well, this happened to me last week on Tottenham Court Road, a road I've walked thousands of times, probably. I noticed the spy shop. There's a spy shop on Tottenham Court Road? Maybe it's new.
I'm sure there used to be one in Mayfair that closed down.
Well, maybe they moved to the Tottenham Court Road anyway. Or maybe it's been there the whole time, and it's just so, like, spy-oriented, it hides itself. Mm. But because of the depression, I mean, because they're running out of money, they had to advertise it to everyone, even amateur spies such as yourself.
Yeah.
And
incidentally, if you have any cases for Hakimian and Ray deceased, then please email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Any cases that we can solve for you.
And so I was walking past and they had a billboard, and I was not aware that spies still use walkie-talkies.
Shortwave radios?
Yeah.
I guess they're quite reliable.
I guess, but they don't have very long distance.
And cheap.
Cheap, yes. They looked very cheap. They looked very plastic. If you were a spy, would you let me know?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Are you a spy?
No.
I don't know whether to trust you or not. Do you know any spies?
No. Well, if I do, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think we should go into the spy shop and become spies.
Ooh, let's. In fact, there's a product, if I may, called the Unbreakable Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
Which guards in the Philippines use to protect their government officials. And there's this video on YouTube of a guy testing it, and it's just him just going at a punch bag with an umbrella and then halfing a watermelon.
No way. That's awesome. I think we should post that on
Look
the blog.
I do actually want to buy one, because I think now lives, not knives, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, not knives, lives.
Or umbrellas.
Well, more umbrellas. I think we may even revert back to the days of fencing and capes. The cape must come back at some cloaks. They must come back soon, surely.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Anyway.
I live in hope.
We're going to post that video of the Unbreakable Umbrella on the blog so you can all see it. Because I'm very intrigued. I mean, a watermelon being sliced in half by an umbrella.
And then it opens. The umbrella. I mean, the watermelon has been sliced open.
Okay. Well, that would be a great spy thing. Look out for that in the next James Bond, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more John Steed, I suppose.
Do you think we all had to have a train-related song, because we renamed this the show Tin Trains. We thought we'd have a train-related song. Really hit it home so people know what the hell they're listening
to. The rebrand.
And do you think a spy might catch a train underwater?
No, I don't.
Not even the Eurostar? I've caught a train underwater.
All right, well, when you put it like that, I suppose someone might get the Eurostar. An agent of Europol, perhaps.
Interpol.
Isn't there a Europol?
I don't know. European anyway, this is Train Underwater.
I think there is. Anyway, we'll Google it in the meantime.
Laters.
You were born inside of a raindrop, and I watched you falling to your death. And the song, well, she could not save you. She'd fallen down too. Now the streets are wet. Body of water, toxic and timeless. Atlantic Ocean, New York skyline. I always get lost when I leave the village, so I couldn't come meet you in Brooklyn last night. But I sing glory from my lowest, and I will say peace to the people I meet, while the world waits for an explosion, that instant of life that wipes the slate. Train underwater, then we could talk it through. My desires, wait out the weather. that howls in my brain, because it seems that it's always changing. The wind's indecision, the sorrowful rain. Yeah, I was a postcard, I was a record, I was a camera, until I went blind. And now I'm riding all over this island, looking for something to open my eyes. But I still sing glory from a high rise, and I will say thanks if you pour in my drinks, while the world waits for an explosion. That moment in time when we'll be set free. So don't stay mad, just let some time pass, and in the morning you'll wake feeling new. And if I don't come back, I mean, if I get sidetracked, it's only 'cause I wanted to. I'm keeping up with the moon on an all-night avenue.
Underwater by Bright Eyes from the album I'm Wide Awake It's Morning, one of my favorites of all time, which was criminally left out of Pitchfork's top 200 albums of the decade. I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was.
Really? Yeah. How's your brother?
My brother is in bed in the hospital. He's just come out of surgery, in fact.
With one appendix less.
You only have one appendix.
Yeah.
So he's got no appendix left now.
But he is less one appendix. Wait. He is
one appendix fewer than before.
One appendix fewer. Well, yes. So I think my statement was correct, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's lost an appendix.
He's basically, he's had it, yeah. Well, we feel, I mean, he's probably not. He'll get it on the download, or at least he better do.
Yes.
We should dedicate a track for him. So I was thinking something to keep his spirits up. Again, another old school track. Crosby. Accentuate the positive. Oh, this is a fantastic one. Cue brass.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate minded negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Oh, listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
And gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive feeling, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum,
bring gloom
down
to the minimum,
then
otherwise liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark.
You got the Lord,
Jonah
in the whale, Noah
in
the ark.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
And, of course, the Andrew Sisters were also in that fantastic tune.
Indeed. Thank you for that. So, what was your big trip of the summer?
Had a couple, but I think Japan would be the highlight.
I'm pretty excited about Japan. I'd really like to go there. Was it an exciting place?
Oh, really fantastic, yeah.
What were your highlights?
Probably the whole traditional ryokan experience. It's a sort of traditional guest house with matting and sort of you only live twice paper walls and service that's so good it makes you feel slightly uncomfortable.
Does everyone bow all the time?
Yes, they do. Well, it depends. It's always worth bowing. I mean, there is an emphasis on etiquette that is very important. But, you know, one of you, if you bow, they bow again. So you've got to stop eventually, otherwise you wouldn't get anything done in the day.
That's true. That's pretty cool.
But no, I think my favourite thing was a bit of... now, there is a technical term. It's essentially bathing without clothes. In onsens, you know, these sort of mountain water public baths where all people get naked and bathe together.
So it wasn't all rush, 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 you know, you see in the films, it's all go, go, go in Japan.
You had
some time to relax.
Yeah, it's very relaxing. You wash thoroughly actually before you get in the bath and then sit in these sort of mineral-enriched waters because Japan's so volcanic. Try not to stare at any of the swinging wangs that are walking around you and just enjoy the sensation.
And it's on the side of a mountain.
The one I went to was... possibly Kurama, Mountain Kurama. Can't actually remember now, but yes, it was.
And it was with a bunch of men, naked.
Yeah.
So it was on the side of a mountain with a bunch of men naked.
Yeah.
And my next song is the Pink Mountaintops, the gayest of sunbeams. Here we go.
That seems very appropriate.
We'll be right back.
For goodness sake, right, I'm fading
hear
it out.
That, I want to hear that end bit. So I was doing some air guitar in the studio today.
Yeah.
And what did you think it would look like?
Well, I thought it looked like you were strumming your...
man parts.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny you should say that, because...
wait, now, can I just stop you? Can I just remind you that this is before Watershed?
And it's a family show.
It's a family show.
Okay, the new issue of Undercity Light is out.
All right.
And, in there we had an interview with Cymbals Eat Guitars, and one of his phrases that he used, which I've now taken to using, is guitar ejaculation, when a guitarist just goes off on one, like, you
quite.
Know doing an insane solo. And DeSalle, who illustrated the issue, has done a very appropriate illustration for that phrase, so definitely pick up a copy of that and check it out, or check it out on the website. It will hopefully be up soon. I don't think it's up yet. I'll remind you again next week.
Sounds exciting.
Anyway, London. You enjoy being in London, don't you?
I love being in London.
And you go to the theatre quite often?
Not often, but yeah.
And what have you seen recently?
Well, my sister treated me to seats for Inherit the Wind at the Old Vic. It's about... there's a famous court case in a southern state in America where... a teacher taught sort of Darwinian thought rather than creationism and was taken to court.
Oh, yeah, the monkey trial.
Bill. Yeah. And it had Kevin Spacey and Patrick Troughton, who I'm sure must be related to David Troughton, the second Doctor Who, because the look is striking. There's a striking resemblance there. And I do urge you to go and see it, because under 25s get in quite cheaply at the Old Vic, actually. And
was it good?
Yeah, well, my sister got us front row seats, but for some reason they were a row back, so we're like, what's going on? Well, it's because the front row is occupied by the jury in full costume.
Oh, no,
and there's
way.
A real monkey.
Whoa.
A real monkey.
Is it like an orangutan or a...
No, it's like a one of those small...
A chimp.
No. You know, organ grinders and their monkeys with waistcoats, that kind of small one. Think the monkey in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
If you're an authority on monkeys and know the species of said creature, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
All right. And was the monkey well behaved?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot it could do. It was on a leash.
It was on a leash. Okay. That's fine. Because if they let it go free, it could just, like, run and start attacking the audience.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great play, but I would have loved if that happened. It would sort of...
Well, you're in the front row, so you're directly in the firing lines. I don't think you would have loved it if that happened.
Fantastic. Yeah, so no, do go and see it. Very, very good.
And your tedious link to your next song?
Eh? Was this a link? Yeah. Oh, yes, it was! Well, I think this also links up nicely with our conversation earlier about vampires, because this appears in Twilight, I think. Spotlight.
Do you get it, the
link?
Mute
Math. The link, of course, but I don't need to spell it out for the listeners. Come on.
Okay, Mute Math, Spotlight.
Ooh.
Music. I wonder what that was.
Yeah. Gosh, they got quite excited at the end there, but it's a good one. Spotlight, Mute Math.
Some interesting music news recently, which probably doesn't interest Ollie at all. Tom York started a new band.
Who's Tom York?
Lead singer of Radiohead, my favourite band.
Okay.
Started a new band. Well, he got together a new band to play his solo stuff live, which includes on bass Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who plays slap bass mostly, which is completely different to what Tom York has in his songs. But, you know, apparently it worked quite well. They had their first show in LA on Sunday night, no, Saturday night, and people there were like Ellen Page and people, members of Daft Punk. I saw Tom York earlier in the summer at Latitude, and he didn't have any bass, and it was really good. But apparently this was also very good. I mean, it's Tom York, how could it not be good? Also, he played a couple of his new tracks. He had a recent single out, which is also on the Twilight soundtrack.
But
It is, but the I prefer the B-side to it.
Hang on. Rob, can I just butt in there?
Yeah.
I've got a song about B-sides.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should play...
That's a striking coincidence.
I know.
Oh, I like it when those sort of things happen. Have you got it queued up? Because I sense...
I do have it queued up.
Well, then...
What is it? Introduce it.
Well, it's called The B-Sides.
What? Yes. And who's it by?
It's by the wonderful Morecambe and Wise.
So even if we haven't provided any chuckles, hopefully Morecambe and Wise can.
I'm sure they will. It's fantastic.
I can sing what I want on this side, nobody wants to know. Oh, I can sing, I want to be beside the seaside, nobody cares because it's only on the B side. I can sing what I like on this side, nobody really cares. I can sing about my mammy or the glitty ditty to the girl upstairs. I love you, Doris Clackthorne. You're the only girl for me.
Played hard to get, you know.
Really?
She married another fella.
San Diego, dad's lumbago. How to catch a ferret with a banjo string. Seed potatoes, plays of Cato's, or a dirty lyric to the rites of spring. I can sing what I want on this side, nobody wants to know. Oh, I can sing, I want to be beside the seaside. Nobody cares because it's only on the B-side. Hey!
Do you realise we can do anything on this side, Eric?
I know, because this is the B-side, and nobody ever plays the B-side.
No, they never do.
Did you know that? It's true. That's a lovely sound.
It is, isn't it?
I thought it was you.
Well, what should we do?
Eh?
What should we do?
Oh, I don't know. I tell you what.
What?
I think I'll walk about a bit.
Oh?
Would you mind?
No, go ahead.
All right, I'll walk about a bit. Thanks a lot. Hey!
What?
I'm walking about a bit.
I can see that.
Yeah. I nearly came back then.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. This is a breakthrough on records, you know.
How do you mean?
Well, tell me, who's ever walked about a bit on the record before? I'll tell you.
Who?
Nobody, only me.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh! What's the matter?
I pulled a muscle.
No.
I'll limp back to you.
All right. Now, come on, let's start the song.
When?
Now.
Pardon?
I can do what I like on this side, nobody's gonna hear. I can sing like Kathy Kirby, or I could give readings from the play King Lear. I love you, Doris Clackthorne. You're the only
now, wait a
girl.
Minute. You,
pardon?
You did her in the first chorus.
Did I really?
Yes.
That must have been when I was walking about a bit. However.
Houston Station, automation, hypnotizing rabbits with a billiard cue. Noel Coward, Frankie Howard, half a pound of treacle and the same to you. I can do as I please in this bit, it's really up to me. Oh, you paid up just to hear me on the hip side. Why should you bother if it's rubbish on the flip side?
I'm out of breath.
Yeah. It's a pretty little tune, isn't it?
Very catchy.
Yes, I
lovely.
Like.
We should learn it one day.
Hmm.
What do you think? Arthur Asker used to do these well, you
yes,
know.
Yes, he did, yes.
Yeah. Where is he now? Is he really?
How to catch a ferret with a banjo string. Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't.
Hypnotize a rabbit with a billiard cue?
No, I don't know how to do that either. But, you know, that song makes me feel a lot better about our show because halfway through they go off on one where they have absolutely no idea what they're going to say, which is kind of similar to us.
I think
show.
You're... I think
not that I'm putting us in the same right. league as Morecambe and Wise, but, I mean, we aspire to that.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
You know. So thanks for that. I
hope, it's all right.
I hope the listeners at home enjoyed it.
Well, I feel we haven't heard a cheap out of them. Well,
we've heard a few, but we haven't read any out. well, you know, they're messages to us. They're not messages to the rest of the listeners.
That's true.
We've come to the end of our first show of Tin Trains.
It's been nice. I think it's been quite a sedate show.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe because the cell's not here.
I think we're losing a third of the energy.
Maybe.
Oh, don't get me started on those light bulbs.
Those light bulbs.
Losing what? The genuine 100 watts.
Let's save that for the debate next week.
Oh, be ready. Because there's a storm coming.
Oh, I'm ready. You're packing a punch.
Crikey. Are you behind the new ones then?
Yeah,
is that your
I
position?
Am behind them. Well, get ready for that next week. That'll be exciting. Debate about light bulbs.
Yeah. So tune. Yeah, I mean, how can you miss it?
Well, you're not here next week, so that'll be 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, debate about light bulbs.
Oh, maybe I can phone in next week.
Or maybe you can. We can debate
over the phone. Next place already.
Okay. So that's the end. I'm going to play out with a bit of Spiritualized, who I saw at Latitude Festival this summer. I saw a plethora of bands this summer, but I think Spiritualized was the top of the pile. I think they were the best that I saw, headlining the Uncut stage on the Saturday night at Latitude. And then promptly afterwards, in a daze, I walked over to the postcard stand and wrote a postcard to Oliver.
Oh, which I got. I'm using it as a bookmark at the moment. It's very nice.
And in which I dazedly described how Latitude is now my spiritual home, which is kind of like a pun because I'd just been spiritualized.
That was lost on me because you didn't tell me that.
You wouldn't have got it.
Anyway. No.
Anyway, so that's the end of the show. Here's some Spiritualized. We'll see you next week. Well,
thank you all for listening.
Standing right on the edge. I meant to do it, I really did. But I couldn't. I'd like to say it was the thought of you and the children that prevented me. But it wasn't. I turned around and went back into the refreshment room. That's when I downloaded Tin Trains.
Online, tintrainsblog.com.